This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-817-4602, regarding Patricia Badger, B-A-D, like David, G-E-R, date of birth 11-2 of 1957. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Badger with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to hypertension and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was February 20th of this year. Since that time, actually before that time, she lost her vision November or December of last year. And her husband reports it's a neurological condition. He named something called Benson's disease. And that caused the loss of vision. Now she's completely blind. And eventually that's going to lead to dementia in an Alzheimer's-type condition. Although she still is fairly alert today, but she is very depressed and anxious because of this new diagnosis. She has gained about 14 pounds since her last visit. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. She has chronic diabetic neuropathy that is unchanged, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. She has an open left upper extremity AV fistula without evidence of Stieling syndrome. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydralazine 100 milligram three times a day, lisinopril maximum dose of 40 milligram daily, Arimidex is 1 milligram daily, Cardizem extended release is 360 milligram daily, gabapentin 100 milligram at bedtime. She is on Mounjaro 7.5 milligram weekly. Fosamax is 35 milligram daily, and the new meds are Pristiq, 50 milligram once daily, and Xanax, it's X-A-N-A-X, 0.5 milligram once or twice a day as needed for anxiety. Physical exam, weight 158 pounds, pulse is 80, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 130 over 78. Her neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 23rd, 2024. Creatinine is slightly improved, 1.94 with estimated GFR of 28, albumin 3.6, calcium 9.0, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin 11.6 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. With slightly improved creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, complete vision loss. And the patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.